Beach to Blood Kings.
Yeah, what happened if we live like a futuristic world where negative evil thoughts got you killed and got you imprisoned immediately? Kind of like Minority Report.
If you don't have the best self-awareness and you continue to make bad choices, eventually those bad choices define who you are.
With DCST.
Like, just try to find ways to spice up your life. Because doing the same thing over and over again, man, you will get to the point where you look in the mirror and like, man, what am I doing?
It's good to encourage yourself to be all that you can be. At the same time, you don't want to sell yourself a pipe dream.
Fuck! You like how I pull a fucking rock, son. I don't want to be a running back, Dad. No, you better get back here or I read this fucking defense. Let's go! Shit! Fuck this shit.
Where that safety at?
Hell yeah. Safety, huh? Safety.
And now, DCST.
Blowjob video still up. Hold on, let me let me close this link out. You know what I'm saying? What kind
of play like got this saved in your bookmarks, nigga?
Why is this still here? But I forgot what hit she had. Did she what hits did Tia Marie have anyway?
Jeez, she had. I think she had one song, dude.
Yeah, it was one song.
Yeah, I think that was it, dude. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Rockefeller. Yeah, I think that was it. She had one song.
Yeah, 10 songs. Cool, what is it?
I can't even remember.
Make Her Feel So Good. I forgot how that shit went. Made Me Feel So Good. I don't know. This bitch ain't got no hits.
That might be it. But, I don't remember it. Like, I might not even remember it if I heard it. But I remember they had a video to it, so that's about all. That's all I remember.
Yeah, that's about all I remember about that bitch. But hey, man, how's your week though, man?
Man, it's pretty straight. Another week, another chance to get up and do something different, and live life to the fullest, seize the day, as many people would say. Just glad to be here, man. Both feet above ground. No reason to complain. Wouldn't do me no good anyway. But
it really would, man. It really wouldn't, dude. What's up, man? What's up with the NBA, man? What's up with the NBA playoffs, man? It seems like it don't seem like it, but like both games are about to go to a game seven.
That's what it's looking like. It looks like though nobody wants to win an away game. except for the Rockets, maybe. But other than that, man. Like but it's good. It's good parity for the league,
Yeah.
To at least, see games go to 6 or 7, because, I mean, let's be honest, nobody wants to see a 4-game blowout. Nobody wants to see a sweep. That's trash. Game 6 of Houston and Golden State today. So we're going to see how this talking about.
Who you got in that one?
Man, it's hard, dude, because, CP3 is out. So, but Andre Iguodala is out on the other side. Mm. He brings good defensive pressure, so.
Yeah, he sure does.
But if, Splash Brothers get to splashing, then it really don't matter.
You just spraying the motherfuckers' faces.
Yeah. It's got to be totally embarrassing for a nigga to go up for a shot and he turn around mid-shot, like before the ball even touches the rim, and he's walking back on the other side of the court and it just goes in.
No, that's got to be real disheartening. No.
Yeah, I'm sure it's deflating, dude.
Yeah, because even if I was like defending Clay or Steph, I'd be running back with his ass. All right, man, just get back on defense. Yeah. Cause that shit going in, man. Like these dudes are fucking assassins.
Yeah, man.
They really are assassins, man. It's fucking cutthroat.
It would be a shame for them to, you know, break apart prematurely.
Yeah, cause I kind of want, cause I know Clay's contract is up next year.
They are. I think they already talking about extensions or whatever.
They're gonna give him an extension because, man, my master plan was to get him to L.A. But he's talking about, I'm comfortable in my role. I know what I bring to this team. I don't have to stand out. And I'm just like, fuck, they got him.
that's the good thing, though, man. That's the good thing about that whole squad is everybody is not pushing to be a superstar. You know, everybody is, you know, they don't care who scores as long as they score.
Exactly. And that's a smart thing to do, man. You own a squad that competes for a championship every single year. They paying you. You're in L.A., you're in California, Northern California. Like, what more can you ask for?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I guess that would be the only thing was, to be in L.A. Yeah. But I guess the only thing you could really ask for is, you know, cheaper rent because it's high.
You know, niggas don't care about it because they got the money for it, but, you know.
Huh? Not cool with that state tax, nigga.
Oh man, them NBA players are fine, dude. It's just everybody else is getting fucked, like the everyday man.
I know they fine, but I know that still 13-14% on top of a high rent district. It's like something's telling me like they at least want to save, you know, money on one of the two.
Yeah, but they usually what professional teams do, like let's say if somebody's given a contract. Offer a contract in California, and then offer a contract in, let's say, a no-tax state like Texas. What the California state will do is they'll inflate the contract to match whatever they would get from Texas without the state tax. Because that was happening when, because I learned that when they were doing like free agency in the NFL. Because there was like a player was trying to go to like the Texans, and then he was trying to go to like a California team. He was going to the Oakland Raiders, and the Raiders just pretty much just literally had to skyrocket their contract to look like, say, like, hey, the taxes are going to eat up some of this money, but it's still going to equal out to what you would make if you were in Houston. And then what people don't know is whatever state you play in for that game in NFL, at least, you get taxed in that state.
Yeah.
And so you only get 8 game checks getting taxed or whatever state you're in. And then whatever other states you're playing for those weeks, you're getting taxed anyway. So it's not like you're playing no tax the whole time anyway, unless you're playing in Texas. Well, one of those tax states, Texas,
Florida. Texas or Florida.
Yeah, playing Texas and Florida the whole time.
Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee, that's right.
I think, pretty soon, Nevada, when the Raiders move to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, it's about to be a wrap, dude.
Yeah,
it's about to be around. But yeah, man, it's just crazy, man. The lifestyle those dudes live, and I kind of see why people kind of envy. I can see why some people would envy them, just because we're a materialistic society that we're in anyway. But after a while, you're literally just like, hey, I can get anything I want. Like, money's not an option. I don't know, for me, would that get boring just collecting shit? I think it would. I thought, because at first, like, me having it, I'd be like, hell yeah, man, I got this, I got that, I got this, I got my nigga shit stacked over in this pile. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Now, after a while, you're just like, what does it really mean? Just, just to accumulate stuff when I could be using money to help people.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's just my thinking. But we'll see, man. I want the Cavs to get to the finals only if Houston makes it. Because then I could really watch the finals and be like, okay, either team has a chance to win.
Yeah.
But if it's Warriors or any other team, I'm not watching it. Like we said last week. I'm not doing it, man. Fuck that shit, dude. I'd be like, all right, Warriors won it 5 before. I ain't about to watch this shit. They got what they had? They had 3 rings then, wouldn't they? Like the core team had 3 and KD had 2.
Yeah,
so they had 3, had 2. Yeah, because, man, they got to do something about, they need a better personal trainer for the Warriors, man, because Curry's staying getting hurt, man.
Yeah. They need to hire the Suns athletic trainers. Cause they keep them niggas healthy all year for nothing. Cause they don't win 15 games a season.
Well, you know the heat actually helps out your muscles, and they are out there in Arizona. That's why most of the physical therapy the headquarters is. They just go out there to get relief.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, man, that's a place to be. Have you ever been to Arizona?
I have one time. It was very brief though.
It's all right. I went to help my sister when she was moving out there for military wise, and I went out there with a Tucson, and it's like dry heat, and it's like everything's just flat, and I'm just like, ugh, this just don't feel right.
Yep, there's absolutely no grass.
Yeah, like, man, and hot as fuck.
If there is grass, it's brought in from like Oklahoma or something.
Hell yeah, dude, like, man, like this shit's fucked up, man. Yeah, this shit's fucking garbage, dude. But man, we got a lot to talk about, man, this week, man. A lot of shit going down. You know what I'm saying? Niggas getting fucked on wax. We gonna get into that. You know what I'm saying? People still getting accused. The Me Too movement, it will get everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you touch a little girl if you touch another baby while you were in the hospital, they gonna come get you too. Like, man, the Me Too movement it's a point where it's a witch hunt. We're gonna talk about that. And then we're just gonna get into, man, some whole other shit, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We're a weekly podcast show that comes on, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah,
whatever day we can get this shit out, there's no more destiny days. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we're on your favorite podcasting services, which are at iTunes. You know what I'm saying? You can look us up at Blank Canvas ECST. Also on YouTube, Audio Mac, Stitcher, Castbox. Also, you can follow us on your favorite social media sites. On Twitter, it's at Blank Canvas ECST. Same thing for Instagram and the motherfucking Facebook. Without further ado, get to the news.
Let's get it.
All right, man. So we're back on this. Can you stand? Can you not stand? What can you do for the national anthem for the NFL, man?
Yeah.
So the owners. So there was an owners meeting in Atlanta, man. This past week, and they went ahead and slipped in a quote unquote vote, which they really didn't have a vote. We'll get to that later about what players must do during the national anthem. And what they came up with is either you stand there respectively. You have to be stand there in a respectable manner. So that doesn't mean you can't raise your fists. You can't, like, turn your back. You have to literally, like, stand there with your hand over your heart. Looking like you're standing there for the national anthem. But if you do not want to participate in the national anthem, or you want to, like, you would either, like, kneeled, you have to stay in the locker room. So the NFL fucked up, because all they're going to do now is just report on who stayed in the locker room.
Yep, pretty much.
And then the people that stay in the locker room could have been like, man, if I don't have to go out there, I could be getting my ankle tape. I could be getting a little bit more. I could be getting a massage. I could be doing a little bit more stuff and getting myself prepared. And then I probably won't have nothing to even do about the protests. I'm trying to do something extra. Yep. If I don't have to be out here, I don't have to be out here.
Yeah. But it's doing like, what I got to do.
NFL fucked up hard, man.
Yeah, they did. Well, I mean, how is this different from anything else that they've screwed over?
It's nothing, man. They always fuck shit up, man.
Yeah, it's Goodell, man. Ever since he's been in office, man, he's been a total. He's been bombing it. Like, he's been bombing it. Like, it's a league has gone. He's lost. They've gained viewership and all that stuff, and I'm sure they've made a mass amount of money since he's been in there.
The NFL has grown a lot since he's been in there. I ain't gonna need a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's made some, you know, financial changes, some extreme, financial changes for the league. But socially, and it doesn't matter what you speak on, if it, you know, be from racial matters or it be
domestic
from,
violence.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah. Socially, he's been fucking up.
Man, like, he fucked up. It all started with the Ray Rice decision. That's where it really started, like, go down here when people, like, started taking notice.
Yeah.
Because he seen that video before he made his ruling and was like, okay, give him one game. And then... Yeah. he decked that bitch. Yeah, one game be fine.
She's all right.
Yeah, she all right. She got up. You know what I'm saying?
actually, she did.
Oh yeah, she did, man. Like, yeah, that was a pretty fucked up video, man.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it
even
was.
Though, even though, watch the shit like 10 times, but. yeah, we do not condone domestic violence, but like him started with that, and then after that. The kicker from the New York Giants, he fucked up on that decision as far as domestic violence. Yep. It's just been a myriad of fuck-ups he's done, man, as far as he's just PR. Just PR issues with Roger Goodell have been horrible. But everything else he's excelled in, that's why they gave him an extension, because he's making that money. Because if he wasn't making that money and fucking up like this, he would have been gone. He'd be pretty much gone. But I'm just telling you, man, like, all the media's going to focus on is who's not there, who's in the back. And then they're gonna ask the player, like, why didn't you come out? Are you protesting this, and this? It's just money in the waters. They should have just kept it the way it was because everybody stopped talking about the national anthem protest.
Like, for a minute.
For a long time. Like, keeping it real, like, the players stopped kneeling like week 15. I didn't see anybody else kneeling. Or the media wasn't like showing the sideline, showing the players kneeling. Like, at week 15, because it was, like, less and less players doing it. So, they brought this shit back up. Yeah, and now, we got, what you call our president, ST?
45.
Yeah, 45 had a response, which was kind of disturbing. He said, if you don't stand for the national anthem and respect the flag, maybe you shouldn't even be in this country, or you definitely shouldn't be playing in the NFL. And the one thing that got at me was when he said, you shouldn't even be in this country if you don't respect the flag. And I'm just like, man, it's kind of getting kind of on some dictator type shit, man.
Well,
with those kind of statements. I know he doesn't mean it. He can't invoke it. But just him saying it on national, on TV, is not good.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's ironic for 45 to say something like that because he don't respect the flag.
No.
Like how are you gonna tell somebody else to respect the flag when you don't respect the flag? You're just looking for cool points or brownie points, you know, because it makes you look better in front of your, you know, jackass friends.
Yeah,
like, man,
well,
I don't know.
Future voters.
I forgot who said this, but you know, there's two different laws. There's law for white people and there's law for everybody else.
Yeah, pretty much, man. If you don't know that shit by now, man, you need to open your eyes.
Yeah, man, it's just to a point, man, where more and more they're finding ways to keep us silent or, you know, push back against our rights. And more because we downtrodden and we, you know, act like we don't know no better. We just go along with it and we just continue, you know, trotting in the same footsteps that niggas before us have been trotting in, you know, not bucking the trend.
Yeah, not being,
die. Yeah, not being responsible, not, you know, ensuring, you know, this place is, you know, safe for the generations after us.
Yep.
We want to keep, you know, doing the same thing, man. Like, and with 80% of the NFL being black, man, if all them niggas said enough is enough and decided not to play, there wouldn't be no NFL.
Sure would, dude. Well, it'd still be the Patriots. Mm-hmm. It was just a joke. But, yeah, man, just people, it's kind of sad, but until we're willing to die in mass numbers, nothing's going to really change for us, man.
No. We still gotten to the, you know, the first issue. We're not together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first issue. We don't have solidarity in anything. I mean, just look at us. you know.
Yeah, because you can use money. You can use money to the virus, and if money won't the virus, you can use threats to just kill your family. And then you can, you could just use. If I have already said it, just money. That's the first thing you could do is throw money at niggas, and they be like, "Oh yeah, fuck them other niggas. I got money. I'm paid." Yeah. And if that doesn't work, just to break down the family, that don't work. Use drugs, and that don't work. Just kill them.
Yeah.
And then after a while, that bridge will fall. It's sad to say, it's sad but true, man. It's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
But man, we'll see. Hopefully this stuff is shit. I'm keeping it real. Hopefully this junk dies down because man, if not. I love football, man, but it's kind of straining on me, man. I love that they're protesting, but I don't like how the media is just trying to. They're literally changing the narrative, and they know they're doing it, and they're trying to play dumb. It's just kind of getting annoying. It's kind of making me just want to just stop playing. Not stop playing because I ain't playing. stop watching. Football games, man, and just say fuck it. I do something else with our time. And then I kind of get tired of them changing the game too. Did you hear about the new helmet rule for everybody?
Nah, go ahead.
Yeah, nobody can lower their head at all. Not even linemen, defensive or offensive linemen. So they can't get in 3-point stands and just drive their head forward. If they do, it's a penalty.
Dang.
Like this football about to be.
How they gonna police that though? That's too many. That's too many people to be watching. But they gonna put 20 referees on the field?
Hell yeah! Like widen the gaps. Just be standing there, like, looking at them, like go. yeah, man. It's gonna be really hard to officiate. But there's no way to make a violent game safer. Just had them sign a contract saying, "I know what I signed up for. Yeah. Let me get this CTE and blow my brains out for y'all entertainment, man." Because they already. They have to find a way to bring the game back to like the late 90s, early 2000s, or I'm not gonna watch football out the while because they're trying to take away the kickoff. They're trying to get to the point where you literally like flip a coin, whoever wins the coin toss, they put the ball on 25 yard line, then they go.
Yeah,
it's getting really really bad, man. It's like they're changing my game, and I'm not even we're not even old. Like man, what the fuck's going on, dude?
Yeah, man, it's unrecognizable now.
It really is. You can't hit nobody. What I miss is just the hitting, and I just miss the physical play. And I kind of liked, I'm not going to lie, I love defensive struggle games. Like, high-scoring games are fun and cute, but sometimes you want, like, a drag-out defensive game and be like, okay, which offense is going to figure this shit out?
Yeah.
And sometimes I just love seeing niggas getting shut out. But when the last time you see like a shutout game in NFL? You rarely see it.
Probably been about 5 years.
It's been a while, man. But they're just going towards the casual fan and just pretty much disrespecting the people that got them their money. Just kind of just shitting on them. Just be like, we have you, so you'll come along with the program. Because we already have you. We have to get in new people. And I know that's business, but it says something when you have loyalty to your customer base that got you here, man. Like, throw them a fucking bone. I do something, man. I want to see a nigga throw up or scream like, just like, Cadillac Williams. Just like that. Do you remember that shit with Cadillac Williams?
Not again.
Yeah. If y'all don't know, man, Google Cadillac Williams knee injury, and you'll see a video where literally he got a knee injury and was screaming in pain, and the announcer says, go to commercial, but they don't. And he literally there screaming for like 5 minutes. And he's like, oh no, not again. Ah, ah. And he's like, cut the commercial. And they were like, oh God. I remember we was at our apartment, man, back in college, and I was just sitting there. We were like, me and you was laughing, and we was like, are they gonna cut the commercial? We was like, are they gonna cut the commercial, man? It's just fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I miss seeing dudes go over the middle, you know what I'm saying, getting their head knocked off, man. I miss that shit. I miss like hard, like you can barely find like a hard-hitting linebacker, man.
Yeah. And when you look at him now, man, linebackers are basically safeties.
Yeah, really hard, dude.
So, you know, they're not going to hit as hard as, you know, they used to.
Yeah, man. It's getting asinine now, dude. It bothers me, man. It's my favorite sport. You know where I love basketball, but football will always trump basketball in my eyes. It's just killing my game, man.
Yeah.
They're killing it, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, man, enough of that bullshit, man. Let's go ahead and get on to this. This Me Too movement has, you know, has taken another casualty. And his name is Morgan Freeman. So, man, they got this nigga.
They set their sights on Morgan Freeman.
So, it's coming out and saying, woman accused Morgan Freeman of inappropriate behavior / harassment. So, a young production assistant thought she had landed a job of her dreams when in the summer 2015... she started work on Going in Style, a Bank Heist comedy starring Morgan Freeman and Michael Caine and Alan A. Arkin. But the job quickly devolved into several months of harassment, she told CNN. She alleges that Freeman subjected her to unwanted touching and comments about her figure and clothing on a near daily basis. What? Freeman would rest his hands on her lower back or rub her... rub her lower back, she said. On one incident, she said, Freeman kept trying to lift up my skirt and asking if I was wearing underwear.
Wow.
He never... Okay, now this is bad. Because at first I was like, okay, a lower back touch ain't nothing. You can't get off on that.
You can't be lifting people's skirts, though.
No, man. He said he never successfully lifted her skirt, she said. He would touch it, try to lift it. She would never move away, and then he'd try again. Eventually, she said, Alan Aiken made a comment telling him to stop. Morgan got freaked out and didn't know what to say. Freeman's alleged inappropriate behavior was not limited to that one movie set, according to other sources. Of course, women want to come out and just lie. Let me stop. A woman who was a senior member of a production staff of the movie Now You See Me in 2012 told CNN that Freeman sexually harassed her and her female assistant on numerous occasions by making comments about their bodies. He did comment on our bodies. We knew that he was coming by, not to wear any top that would show our breasts, not to wear anything that would show our bottoms, meaning not wearing clothes that were fitted, she said. Dang, man. So pretty much, it was just verbal harassment. Talking about, oh, okay, I see you got nice titties there. Nice titties. Like a Twinkie. So he just pretty much was just making inappropriate statements to women. And I guess that's what, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's what he would do just to gauge. You just see it, they were down to fuck. But the nigga 80 years old, he shouldn't be trying to even do this kind of stuff. But you know, sometimes that shit dies hard with people, man, and they don't wanna stop.
No.
But yeah, they come for everybody, dude. I know some dudes are literally like sitting in their house trying to retract everything they ever done in their life, talking about, oh my God. I remember I told that bitch something my dick from the back, man. I hope she forgot what I said. You know what I'm saying? Like it's getting to that point where dudes are gonna pretty much start waking up in cold sweats in the middle of the night talking about, I'm next.
Yeah.
Because all it takes is just you saying, like, he harassed me, and then some lawyer that want money going to go for him. Like, okay, cool. Like, what is he, an A-lister, B-lister? He's a C-lister. Ah, fuck it. We're going to get his ass, too. It don't matter.
Yep. Man, yeah. Dude's got to be careful, man. I think now more than ever. I think, you know, all this is just going to lead up to regular men at, you know, just, you know, everyday 9-to-5s. I think it's just going to lead up to them, you know, getting caught up. So, like, dudes better chill out, man. Like, I don't know. I guess my philosophy was always, I guess, let the girl go first. Like, let the girl set the pace.
Yeah.
Because if she sets the pace, if she's being inappropriate, Well, sometimes it can, sometimes it can't. But usually that gives you, you know, the okay to go ahead and go for it. But a lot of times, man, I don't know. Some girls might try to, you know, goad you in, and you know they, yeah, you know, touch on your dick, and then like you grab, you grab a titty, and then you know they got you in HR getting ready to fire you.
Yeah, yeah, it's like. She's like, all I got to do is just let him just, right, let him do touch my titty, give me some money. Like, literally, yeah. Hoes will be just walking into dude's office with a titty popped out. Like, go ahead, you can touch it. And like, he grazed it. Right? Like, wait a minute, what's going on? Like, it's going to get to the point where niggas going to have to be wearing GoPros, nigga, at all times. Yep. Yep. Like, it's gonna get to that point where you got to wear a GoPro everywhere, dude. Or you're going to be fucked up, man. You're going to be fucked up in the game, man. It's just, I don't know, man. Like, thinking back on all your conversations with females, dude, what was your, like, the worst thing you ever said to a female?
That's the thing, man. I don't think I got out of pocket
at with somebody, work. Yeah, somebody you didn't know.
I never got out of pocket, like, with somebody, like, until, like, we got into a private setting. So, that way, I know, okay, it's consensual. She down, because obviously, you know, I wouldn't be here, or she wouldn't be here if the case were different.
Yeah, she ain't trying to get on this, you know, tick in the basement, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're in this freestyle session, if you know what I mean.
But, I would always make sure that, you know, I had the advantage, because, you know, there's nothing worse than, you know, not having the upper hand, especially in a situation in which things could go bad real quick. And that's the thing. Dudes don't be thinking like that. Dudes don't be thinking about, you know, what could happen if, you know, things go wrong. Like, you know, you got to think ahead, man. Like, you know, Dave Chappelle said, you got to get that, you know, that love contract. Sometimes you have to do that. Because, you know, like nowadays, like, I feel like that's really necessary. You have to have some kind of consensual agreement that's, you know, putting in writing, because, you know, you got to protect yourself.
That's what What's Face did. That's what Derek Jeter did.
He's just smart.
Smart, man. Then he would, like, when you would go to his parties, rumor was when you went to his parties, you had to leave your phone at the door.
In a basket,
and you had to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Yep.
About the party that you're at. And I'm just like, God, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because, I mean, you never know what, the possibilities of what you could get into.
Yeah, that's true, dude. You just don't know.
Yeah.
You really don't know, dude.
Yeah, that junk is crazy, man. Like, I just... But, I mean, to the niggas that's out there doing wrong, though, and you know you're doing wrong, like, you better shape up, man.
If might be too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just, being honest, man. Might be too late.
So, and dudes that be on your job and everything, you know, you see a girl that you talk to every day, like, limit your contact, like physical contact rather. Like, limit your physical contact unless they flat out tell you that it's okay, or let them engage you first. Because, like, just that's the thing, man. Like, now, you got to keep your hands to yourself, because it's so easy to get caught up in some mess.
Yeah, you can't even, like, playfully touch women anymore, man.
No, not at all.
Like, play, touch them on the shoulder. Yeah. It won't be none of that shit with me, man. And she was like, oh, hey, you see, let me get a hug. Like, nah, I don't even know you like that. Yeah. Like, nah, I can't do it.
I ain't gonna tell on you.
Like, if you mention this shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's fucking with me. So no, bitch. Nah. Yeah. I can't. It's a no-go, man. It's gonna have to come down to that. Like, dudes are gonna have to, like, put their egos aside.
Yep.
And just be like, man, you gotta think about, like, hey, if I do this, if I, you know, I speak out of turn, even playfully, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
What Morgan Freeman did was wrong. He didn't invade these women's private space, which I really can't agree upon. And he just, you know what it is, man. He thought he'd get away with it because he's old.
Yeah, well, that, or he thought because he was Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, they take who they've become in their careers, they, you know, they take that a little too far as well. They kind of, you know, that their ego kind of blows up a little bit, and it's like, ah, I'm, you know, I'm so and so, I can get away with this. But as you can see, you know, they can't.
You can't, man.
Man, speaking of, you know, speaking on this, I don't know if we mentioned this last week or not, but there's a French actress, I think. I think she's French, but she was at the Cannes Film Festival. And, you know, every year, you know, Cannes, they have their, you know, they had their film festival.
Yeah, every year, yeah.
All kinds of directors and, you know, they show all kinds of movies and things. Well, at the closing ceremonies of the Cannes Film Festival this year, this actress, in her speech, like, this is the closing ceremonies now. In her speech, she pretty much talked about her experiences with Harvey Weinstein, saying that he raped her, like, while the Cannes Film Festival was going on back in the 90s.
Jesus Christ, man. He was a loose cannon, dude.
Yeah.
Nah, no, man. He's like, so, I'm a touchable nigga. I'm gonna do whatever I want. Nah, man.
And so, you know, and of course, you know, she got, you know, a huge positive feedback from, you know, other, you know, women in the entertainment industry.
Oh yeah, of course.
And you know, it's just if she is willing to get up in front of, you know, thousands of people. And, you know, say some stuff like that at a very important event, like, you know, such as Cannes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Cannes isn't supposed to be about, you know, it's supposed to be about the art.
Yeah.
The art of film. But, you know, she takes this moment, you know, this important moment that's supposed to be about the art of film, and she, you know, basically
trying to get a check.
Well, I don't know if she's trying to get a check, but she's, you know, basically taking, you know, something as serious as rape and, you know, making the film festival, you know, she's totally, like, changing the direction.
Well, if you think about it, it's smart on her part because
yes, it is.
It's a huge event.
Yes, it is.
More people are going to talk about it there than they would if she wasn't there. If she just, like, did this on, like a podcast or, like, just did this. Like, yeah. On, like, Instagram Live. Sometimes you gotta, man, being real, sometimes you gotta strike when the iron's hot.
Yeah, pick your spots.
And pick your spots, man. That was the best spot she could pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just be like, man, fuck it. Like, dude, I'm tired of motherfuckers getting over on me. It's time to get mine, man.
Yeah.
I just don't, like we said earlier, man, I'll never understand, even if you are scared and the guy does have power, I'll never understand motherfuckers waiting, man.
Yeah.
I never understand it, dude. But
well, hopefully now they don't have to.
Yeah, you know? And I can kind of see why they probably were scared, because they probably were threatened with violence. Like, motherfucker, I'll kill you if you expose me. Like, that shit's definitely going on, man. This shit's kind of fucked up, or you'd be like, I know what school your kids go to. Your kids won't go to that school no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So get on your knees and, you know, pleasure me. Like, this shit be happening, man.
And if you tell anybody, I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, I'll fucking kill you. It should be sitting there like, man, he really mean this shit, because he said fucking before he said kill me. Like, this nigga mean this shit.
He ain't playing,
man. It was like, he didn't just tell me, Becky, that he gonna kill me. He looked me in the eyes and said he gonna fucking kill me. Like, excuse my French, but that nigga ain't playing. Hell no, man. But I never understand it, man. But just, I don't know, man. I would, even being a man, just having a lot of power.
Yeah.
And being around women and then having a huge ego like that, I can see how Harvey Weinstein just got over for so long, because he literally had his thumb on the pulse of everything.
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much was running the entire Hollywood cinema group, man.
Hell yeah! Like if you not down to fuck, you ain't getting on White Girls Part 3. Like shit ain't happening. Like, the shit ain't happening, man.
Yeah.
It's like I suck dick to get on this shit. I wonder how many females got done in and ended up just being extras on movies, dude.
The quote unquote raw deal.
Yeah, raw deal. Yeah, man. But it's just sad that. Like, that's why we can't. This is exactly why we can't have superpowers, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly why we can't have superpowers. We have superpowers, man. This world be in fucking chaos.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, man. Because you got to think about it. Because I'm not going to lie. If I had superpowers, I don't think I'd ever use it for evil, but I will always use it for my gain. Every single chance I got. Every single chance I got, I would use it for my gain.
Yeah.
Especially if I was in. That I had to be able to. The ability to teleport or be invisible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, banks will never have money. Like, literally, I could be one of that bitch, like almost every single day, you're hitting up a different bank, just getting the money I need. Like, shit, it wouldn't even be a problem. Like, how you gonna stop me? And then if you have somebody there waiting for me, all I'm gonna do is just take them and teleport them to space and then just go back. And they're like, yeah, go ahead and breathe. Oh yeah, I remember I was talking to my boy O back in the days, like, man, I could be Superman, because what I would do with my enemies is just go up into space and be like, breathe. I'm like, breathe. as they try to use their last seconds to take in the air that they already had, like the breath they already had in their body, trying to hold on, and you just like that, breathe. You know, like they're Superman fucking crazy. But yeah, dude, like niggas don't need superpowers, man, because this world will be in chaos, and it'll be out of control, man.
Sure would.
It'll be out of control, dude. You know how hard it would be to stop somebody like that? Like, we actually had mutants?
I don't think they could. Like, what kind of recourse would there be?
It'd be none. Like, you'd pretty much be at their whim. Huh? And then if I did have superpowers, I wouldn't tell anybody. Just like if I won the lottery.
Oh, no.
It's just like hit the lottery. It'd be a code in hell for I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm a mutant. I would never let you know.
You couldn't. Because, who could you trust?
You can't trust nobody, man. Like, even your boys. Like, I ain't gonna tell nobody. And then, like, 5 minutes later, it's like 15 black SUVs, nigga, up by your house. You be like, man, I just told one person, man, on internet. I'm like, man, yeah.
Sorry, man, they offered me $5,000.
No, they offered me a big tasty. What was that sandwich? Yeah, what was that sandwich that came
big and
out?
Tasty.
Yeah, Big and Tasty. They offered me a Big and Tasty, man. I had to take it. Like, hey, nigga, you didn't at least try to start off for money, my nigga? Like, you gonna write your boy out and not take some fucking money at least? Like, come on, man. Yo, poverty-ass nigga. Like, yeah, man. They offered me a four-piece, man. I had to take it, man. I was hungry. Like, nigga, get your ass on somewhere. Like, as you, like, disintegrating that nigga. With your eyes, be like, nigga, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Like, yeah. But yeah, man. All right, man. Let's get to our last new topic before we get into the show. So if you don't know by now, man, Pusha T's album has been out for a couple of days, and it's called Daytona. But if you've seen the album cover, he's like, man, what the fuck is this, man? It's just a dirty picture of somebody's bathroom, like, countertop.
Yeah.
If you don't know what that is, it's actually Whitney Houston's countertop for when she had died. And it was Kanye West's idea, of course. And okay, I kind of understand because his whole theme is drugs.
Yeah.
The whole theme of the album is drugs. And, you know, Whitney Houston partaked in a lot of nose candy.
Yeah.
But Kanye paid $85K for this photo, man. It, Like, isn't that something, you know, that phrase where, you know, just being weird, just for weird sake, is just a waste of time?
Yeah. But, you know, Kanye has a history of this, though, of just being, you know, weird for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Some people would call it genius. You know, some people would call it, you know, just unnecessary. I mean, it's art, I guess. You know, when you think about, you know, the music, I guess maybe it would have made more sense if, you know, he actually used Whitney Houston as a subject in one of his songs.
Yeah, it'll make sense then.
But, you know, other than that, man, I don't know. I think Kanye's just doing stuff just to be doing stuff.
Just creating buzz. Like, sometimes...
Yeah.
Like, creating buzz. And then it came out, Pusha T wanted to use a variety of covers. He wanted to use a variety of covers for his album, but...
Kind of like Kanye did with My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy, because he had, I think, five different covers.
Five different covers for it. Okay, yeah. So pretty much... From the Huffington Post article, it says while Pusha T originally intended to use multiple photos for his cover, Wes apparently insisted, you know what that nigga say something, he was like, man, alright, whatever. Insisted that they use a photo of the late singer Whitney Houston's bathroom in a disarray. Taken by one of Houston's family members without her permission in 2006. The photo, which includes various drug paraphernalia, was also sold to the National Enquirer amid the singer's world-publicized struggles with drug addiction. And then, on the countertop, you can see, like, kind of, like, debris of, like, drugs right by, like, a Phillips head screwdriver. You can see, like, some Newports. Like, why is she got fucking maid? What the fuck is up with this, man?
The maid probably didn't know that was going on in there. Or maybe she tried to maybe she cleaned it up before the maid got in there. But
or that's, like, one of them rooms that's, like, off-limits. Like, don't come in this room.
Probably so. Yeah. I'm pretty sure she used that screwdriver to, you know, chop up some crack.
Oh yeah, use the handle to kneel down the crack to, you know,
hey,
if she want to with it.
She might have used the head too, nigga.
Man, that's one hell of a drug, man.
Yeah, Jesus, man.
Christ, dude. But also it says, as for the price of the license photo, it costs $85K according to Pusha T. It said 1 AM, my phone rings, no call ID. He said, hey, yeah, I think we should change the artwork. I like this other artwork. Now, this other artwork is $85,000, Pusha T recalls saying on Angel Martinez's show. And it says, he said, hey, I want to pay for that. And it wasn't even going to ask for you to pay for it. He said he just wanted it. So Kanye paid for this out of his own pocket. I guess Kanye paid for it out of his own pocket just to create buzz for the album. But people are coming out and saying that the Pusha T album is a classic, and I'm tired of people just using that every time somebody drops some shit. Like, man,
yeah, they misuse classic a lot,
dude. Like, I've almost listened to the whole album, and I say, like, the only tracks I like, I'm gonna pull this shit up, pull on my Spotify. Let me see. I like if you know. I like if you know, Come Back Baby, and that's pretty much it. I need to listen to the rest of the album again, man. Do you like any of the songs on there?
I mean, at this point, I don't have to listen to a Pusha T album to know what Pusha T is gonna say. I don't really see him saying anything that's gonna. I don't really see him saying anything that's gonna surprise me. So at this point, I mean, yeah, I'll listen to it, but I mean, it's probably going to be a while from now. I don't see his importance to hip hop right now.
Yeah. And he's not the kind of artist where you like, man, his shit come out at midnight. I'm gonna stay up till midnight. He want an artist to be like, okay, I'll get up.
I'll get to it when I get to it.
I get up, beat my meat, brush my teeth, wash my hands. Eat breakfast, go to work, come back home, look at some porn, go on Facebook, play some games, see what my podcast talking about, go to sleep, wake up, then maybe listen to this.
Yeah.
Like, you go all the way around the world to find something else to do rather than listen to that shit, though. It's just, because I'm the kind of person, man, I'm just like, man, I want to like Pusha T so much.
Yeah.
But I just, I can't stand that nigga flow, man. I can't. His flow gets on my nerves.
Well, I mean, he hasn't switched up in how long has he been in the game? Like 15 years, I think. So, I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it really is.
Plus the same subject matter. Like, you know, when like people only know you for, you know, speaking about the same subject matter, like that should tell you something. Like, you shouldn't fall in that trap by, you know, giving people the same old thing all the time. I just think as an artist, he hasn't really flourished. He hasn't grown up at all. He's kind of like, you know, a baby still sipping milk. Cause you know, as an artist, man, he's still the same. So like, I don't want to hear that like all day. Like, if I want that, you know, Jay said, niggas want my old shit, so buy my old album. That's what I feel like with Pusha T.
Yeah,
I feel like I can listen to his old stuff and still and you know be okay.
Be just already know what he's talking about. Like, listen, new Pusha T. I just listen to his old album, man. I'm good.
Yeah, I think his old album is better than this one right now. Anyway.
Yeah, man. This one's not hitting on shit, but I think people are just coming out and saying it's a classic, just create buzz so people listen to it to go ahead and give him at least maybe a week. Relevance,
yeah.
Before this shit die down, because
that might be gone now.
Cause Kanye shit coming out, ain't Kanye shit coming out literally like next week?
I think on June the first.
Yeah, yep. His shit come out next week, man. He should have released Pusha T's album last week, so give him like a 2 week barrier. People gonna forget about Pusha T shit in an instant.
Well, they already forgot about Pusha T because of what happened to him. But
oh, here we get that.
For the sake of, you know, the music, you know, inside the same camp, like, yeah, I think Kanye's comes out on the 1st, then Kanye and Kid Cudi on the 8th, and then, Teyana Taylor on the 22nd, I think. So, you know, we got a good while to digest, you know, Kanye and the Kanye project and the Kanye and Cudi project. And I was just telling EC before we got on the show, yeah, Kanye's album better be outstanding.
I'm talking, nigga, it better not be any flaws in this shit. It better be some hot ass beats. Like, this shit better be off the fucking chain, dude.
Because according to Kanye, he, you know, pretty much produced everything. Well, you know, that's what they say. So, I don't know if we're going to see.
We'll see, man. I don't have high hopes for this album, so I won't get my hopes up. Well, I do listen to it. I'm definitely going to listen to it on Spotify. I'm not buying it. And I give him his money that way. And then go from there. But, we'll see. I'm just not looking forward to it like I would in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would probably look forward to more of a Clips album than I would a Pusha T album.
Yeah, but didn't Homeboy find God and he ain't doing that junk no more?
Oh yeah, he's a Christian hip hop artist now.
Oh, okay. So, how's his music?
I haven't listened to any, but I can imagine it's probably trash.
Oh shit, they're talking about struggles, man, with Jesus. Click.
I don't mean from that aspect. I just don't think. I just don't think a No Malice album would be that good. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like, let me tell you about what Jesus has done for me. Click. He sitting there like, you sitting ass nigga. yeah, but no, like, I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, back in the day, and also other people have probably like done this too, but I remember back in the day when like I would like get in the car on Sundays and I'd be riding with my family, And like, you know, V103 or Hot 107.9, they have like gospel music on Sundays. And then like sometimes I get in the car and gospel music will be on. And if I change the channel, like my sister will call me out and be like, okay, you want to listen to some sin music, you know what I'm saying, on the one day you're supposed to get to Jesus. And I'm like, man, you don't shut your ass. If you don't shut your ass up, man, this shit be so funny. Like, I get in the car and be like, where Jesus was? I'm like, click. And she be like, oh, so you want to listen to gospel today? And then he trying to guilt trip people, make them feel bad. I'm like, man, come on, man. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, a little guy, you know? when you try to, like, that's one thing I always hate about my sister, man. Like, you doing something and she'll guilt trip you into saying some shit you don't want to say. I'm like, come on, man. Like, God, dog. No, you know what I'm saying? I ain't a damn, you know, devil worshiper, you know what I'm saying? But God, man, don't do me like this. But shit, it's all in a joking manner, though, but I just see that as being funny. It's like somebody be like, man, you listen to Nigga Mouse album? Nah, man, I ain't really feeling that shit. Oh, so you don't love God then? I'm like, nigga, what? How do these correlate? How does shit correlate?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, trying to, like, get you on some shit. Like, nigga, you get the fuck out of here with that shit. But, man, I don't know, dude. This is a good question. Would you want to be signed to good music right now?
Would I want to be signed to good music right now?
Yeah, compared to a couple years ago when like good music was popping.
Well, I think I would still take good music over Cash Money.
yeah, the way Baby be doing people, I would too.
Yeah. But the thing is about good music, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like lately they've been signing a bunch of artists too, just, you know, hot for the moment. I don't see them signing no acts that, like, you know, big marquee acts. In time.
Yeah, no, like big marquee
people. Yeah. So if I'm an artist who can get myself hot, then yeah, I think I could. I would rather be signed to good music. But if I'm just some run of the mill nigga who, you know, had one song out 3 years ago and, you know, I hadn't done nothing since, no, I wouldn't want to be signed to good music. Because Kanye, first off, he ain't finna put his reputation on the line and, you know, put you out. And you ain't, you know, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't moving no kind of numbers, no real numbers.
Would you want to be around Kanye right now either? You know what I'm saying? Would you, like, want to be around his crazy ass right now?
Well, that's the thing, man. I'm sure, like, when it's about work, Kanye's about work. All this other stuff, I think that's just, you know, publicity that he, you know, he is seeking to get for his album, or, you know, to get, you know, attention on good music or whatever.
Yeah, I think half the shit he was doing was just to bring back buzz and people start back talking about him. I agree with that.
Yeah. You know, you don't necessarily have to pay attention to his politics or, you know, his, you know, whatever his social interests are. Yeah. Like, if we in the studio to work, we in the studio to work.
Yeah.
You know, all that other stuff, you know, put that to the side.
Get up by the wayside. Yeah, I ain't gonna literally be just sitting up.
Yeah, I know he's gonna give me, like, you know, what I need to succeed as far as, you know, music is concerned. But, you know, all that other stuff, yeah, I probably wouldn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, I'd be like, man, fuck Kanye. Just like, what the beat said. Now I want to sit down and talk to you for a minute. Like, yeah. Nah, fam. Like, either I get these beats or I'm leaving. You're like, what you mean by that, fam? And you're like, you hear like yeah, a gun cocking. Well, okay, so yeah, slavery was a choice. All right, what else you want? What else you want to talk about, man? I'm trying to make out here alive. That shit was a choice, nigga. Like, shit, yeah. Like, man, they should have fought back. Yeah, man, yeah. Like, I'm gonna get this shit on video. And then the whole time, nigga, like, in like sweating bullets because the gun right behind the camera. Like, yeah, man, slavery was a choice. Can I go now? But yeah, man, I don't know, man. If I had a choice, like, who would I want to sign to right now? Because no label really that hot. It's just kind of like individual people.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Better just be independent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, best just to be independent right now, dude. The way shit going, man. But man, let's go ahead and get to this topic.
All right, let's get it.
All right, so if y'all don't know by now, Pusha T went at Drake's throat with infrared, and Drake responded. And I'm not gonna lie, man, Drake killed that nigga.
Yeah, he did.
Drake destroyed that nigga, man. What was the name of the response? What was the name of the song?
Droopy, something like that. Droopy freestyle or something like that.
Yeah, let me see. I put up our Twitter on Black Canvas ECST. Yeah, it's called Droopy freestyle.
There we go.
Yeah, man, and like literally, Drake. And pretty much the topic we want to discuss is pretty much like, is it smart to come at Drake at all, man? If you're on a fringe rapper, or you're an up-and-coming rapper. Is it even smart to go up against pretty much like the top dog right now? Because, man, if you love it or hate Drake, the nigga's the top dog. He is the man of hip-hop right now.
Yes, he is.
He really is, man. So, is it smart? We're gonna dig into this deeper, but right now, ST, like, one-word answer, man. Is it smart to go up against Drake?
Well, there's never a good one word answer though. Like you gotta have at least a couple words, cause
or you can you can just say no like real hard, like no. But I feel what you're saying, man. I was just trying to just like do like a little surface answer before we really get deep into it. But man, my word answer is just no, dude. It's not smart.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, not whatsoever, man. Not right now, cause. That nigga, like I was telling ST before we got on the show, like, he's batting 1,000 on beef responses.
Yeah.
Like, diss responses. He's batting 1,000. Like, name one Drake diss record that was garbage.
Charged Up was pretty trash.
Who is he responding to on that one?
Charged Up was the first installment of disses towards Meek Mill.
Oh, for Meek Mill. The only one I remember was back-to-back.
That's the only one you're supposed to remember.
Yeah, because Charged Up, I didn't even like. I gotta go back and listen to that shit again.
It was not good.
Maybe because Drake wrote that shit himself.
Nah, I'm stupid. I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe Drake didn't want to do it, so. You know, he came out with Charged Up. I feel like maybe he was trying to be easy. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I don't know, maybe, like, his niggas talked to him, like, nah, man, you gotta go at him, dog. You gotta get him. So, you know, I think that's when back-to-back happened. But, I don't know. The thing about Drake, man, I don't know, man, it's weird. Because I kind of feel like Drake, his strategy for, you know, his beefs, usually, he pretty much destroys people that he think he can get. Like, for instance, he got Meek. He got, he took a couple shots. He took a couple shots at Tory Lanez. He didn't do it. I don't think he did an all-out diss. He destroyed Tyga.
It sounds like he's going against niggas that he know he can beat.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually, like, destroying dudes that he knows he can destroy. As we remember, he never said anything, you know, out the way towards DMX.
Nigga, would you? DMX kind of nigga that won't put shit on wax. He just come see you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an altercation because he don't just talk. He is going to get at you, man.
Or he would put it on wax and then still come see you.
Yeah, and tell you what he gonna do. What if you outside the studio? Guns cocked. You know what I'm saying? Come up, run up on you like, what's up, pussy? Meet you on the ground. And he can suck my cock. And he's like, they gonna be sucking dick, man. I can't leave the studio, man. Kill me, nigga. I ain't doing this nigga for real. Like, hell no, man. Fuck that. Yeah, that's one nigga you do not want to fuck with.
Nah.
Whatsoever, man. What he say he means.
Yeah. You know, I think he took a couple of shots at Kanye in the past.
He didn't get at Kanye, man. Kanye ain't nobody there. He didn't respond back to what he didn't respond back to J. Cole. Like, who would you want? Who would you know Drake if Drake went at him that the other artists would get him? Besides Kendrick.
I was about to say Kendrick.
Yeah, yeah, Kendrick eat him alive. Who else? You know who a lot of people would think would get him, but I think he would miss the mark if he did do it. And I hate to say it, he's my boy, but J. Cole. I think J. Cole would miss the mark if he responded to a diss to Drake. I don't think it would be as good of a response if like, let's say like Drake dissed J. Cole and J. Cole responded. I don't think it'd be as good as if J. Cole dissed Drake and Drake responded. I don't think he would come at him as hard. I don't know why. It just seems like J. Cole wouldn't hit the mark. But he's still my favorite artist.
I don't know, man.
Why nobody diss Big Crit? I don't want to fuck with that nigga. I don't want to diss Crit either. I think Crit would eat anybody alive.
Well, I think Crit is on a I think he's too good for beef. I think he's so cool with everybody.
Yeah, I think that too. He's not the kind of person that just starts shit. He just happened to be there.
Yeah, he's like Snoop. Like a lot of people like Crit, and I don't think that he would go out of I don't think anybody would go out of their way to diss Crit. But I don't know, man. Cole, man, I think Cole could run with some of the best. But I think the only thing is, though, him and Drake are so, they so cool. They pretty much have, similar backgrounds. They both are, mixed kids, black daddies, white moms. Like, they got so much love for each other. And, I think Drake even says it. Cole is probably the only rapper in the game that he looks at, as a true close friend, I guess. So something would have to go, eerily wrong for them two to start beefing.
Hell yeah, but some of my favorite lines from the Drake response. was he said, "You are a spitting image of whatever jealousy breeds." I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, that line was hard, dude.
Yeah.
And he had a couple more, man, that I had written down. I'm trying to fucking find them.
Yeah, he killed him.
Yeah, he killed his ass. I mean, no malice in your heart, nigga. What else did nigga say? I'm about to look this shit up. But I remember I text ST before we started the show, and I'm like, man, this beat banging. And he was like, that beat all right. And I'm like, that's classic ST right there.
you look at Drake's disses, man. He the beats he chooses for his disses are never really like the most groundbreaking beats. And this is just one of them. It's not the beat that makes this.
It's great. Definitely not, man.
It's his lyrics.
His lyrics, yeah, he killed this shit.
Every time he disses somebody, it's never the beat that makes it hot. It's always his lyrics.
That's true.
So you got to give him credit for that, because if the beat was just outrageous, it would be hard to pay attention to the lyrics, because you already know that Drake is gonna come with some stuff that's going to, kind of make you like, ooh.
like, goddamn, nigga. And then after he released the song, because he said, I'm going to need an invoice from good music for making your making your artist relevant. He sent them an invoice. He like did like an invoice on the internet saying for professional service render, promotional assistant, and career reviving. He need $100K for that. then he said, you're not even top five on your own label, nigga. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit's true, though. But they ain't got that many people.
And that, yeah, I'm about to say, and that label is pretty trash.
Who want to label? Tiana Taylor, Kanye, Pusha T.
Travis Scott,
and what? Big Sean, right?
Big Sean. I don't think Cuddy's there anymore, but I think he's still working with Cuddy. Common's still there.
He might not be top five.
I think and John Legend's still there. I think John Legend's still there.
Yeah, I think John's still on Good Music.
Yeah,
he definitely not top five. That's the truth.
That whack nigga Designer.
Oh, for real?
I mean, Designer.
Designer on Good Music? Wow.
Yeah, you didn't know that. That's who Pusha T signed him. Designer's cool, but his music is just trash.
Yeah, man, that's that mumble shit. I can't deal with that.
What's his face? The new dude, She West or whatever the nigga name is.
I ain't heard
that. Yeah, you have. You told everybody on the show about his song? Mo Bamba or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Damn, Good Music roster is trash.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Trash, dude. Jesus Christ, I ain't get on Good Music. That was funny.
Kanye need to strip Pusha T's hiring power. That nigga is signing all the wrong acts.
Hell yeah. So, if you're Pusha T, do you respond to this freestyle or you let this shit go?
You can't, because it's going to be the same thing. Oh, you use Quentin Miller to, you know, write your rhymes. You ain't a real rapper. I mean, how many times can you say that?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you put it in your own music as your response, okay, yeah, I used them. It's kind of like when Jay-Z was talking to Nas, he said, yeah, I used your voice in a song. It's because, you know, you was using it wrong. You made it a hot song.
Hell yeah, dude.
So it's kind of like that. It's like you're admitting your faults in the music. So it's like, okay, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I used Quentin Miller. But guess what? I made Quentin Miller more money than y'all made him, and he was on y'all's label.
Hell yeah. He let the nigga say he was doing double shifts at Kroger. I was like, yeah, what a nigga business out like that, nigga. Like, goddamn.
Yeah.
everybody struggle. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, in a way, I guess that was the casualty. You know, he was the casualty in war because of the fact that, you know, everything got exposed.
So what is the rumor that he, like, wrote? Which album did he write that he just, like, been on the squad for the least longest?
It wasn't the album. Well, I don't think it was the whole album, but it was. You remember? If you're reading this, It's Too Late.
Yeah, yeah.
The song. They have a reference track of the song Ten Bands.
Mm-hmm.
And Quentin Miller is basically doing the whole song. Mm-hmm. Like he's like it's a reference track. It's basically him. You know, mouthing the lyrics.
Oh, hey, just now, so, Quentin Miller responded to Drake, said he was working at Kroger, and he said, actually, I worked at Publix. He said, so you got that wrong, players, it was Publix.
Yeah. So that's I guess, funny. I don't know, maybe he's trolling, you know.
Might as well. I don't know.
Him and Drake might be cool, so.
Might be cool with it, but I don't know. Just play on it, man. Everybody have hard times. You got to start somewhere, man. So, ain't no point even being, you know, being ashamed of that shit. But, like, I wouldn't. If I was an up and coming artist and I wanted to get my name out there, I still wouldn't go at Drake, dude. It's not smart, man. I'm not saying that nigga's untouchable, but. I wouldn't, if I'm an up-and-coming artist and I'm just creating a buzz, I ain't trying to end up like Ja Rule. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
be a fucking athlete.
It's got to be the right dude.
You got to be the right person, man. You always got to pick, your battles, dude. It's like boxing. It says styles make fights, man. It's just some people you just need to get away from, dude. And right now, I ain't even really a big Drake fan, but he's a heavyweight, man. That nigga's almost like, you're getting close to Mike Tyson status, where Like, yeah. He just puts out just straight hits, hit after hits, man. And yeah. Nothing can do about that shit, man.
That's the thing, man. Like, Pusher, man, should just quit while he's ahead. Cause I mean, cause he's been doing this for a while. You know, he's been going at, you know, Wayne and Baby for like, I can't remember how many years he's been doing this. He's been at it, but he's been at it for a minute. And I think Drake kind of came into play, you know, I guess because of his Two Birds, One Stone record. I mean, he went and pushed it the first time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I think Pusha thinks that he's in Drake's, you know, weight class.
He not. He and, don't even know where he is. What would you,
if,
where would you categorize Pusha T? Where, you know what I'm saying? Like, where would he be more comfortable? Because he ain't got to see at that table with Drake.
I mean, yeah, with the heavyweights. Yeah. The thing about Pusha though, man, mm-hmm. is he's a wordsmith. He has the ability.
He really is.
He has the ability to be a heavyweight. It's just his subject matter is the same. His flow is the same.
Yep.
Like it's hard to classify him as one of the greats because, you know, he never evolves.
Yeah, you need evolution. You're right.
Yeah, if he gave us, you know, if he gave us hits, you know, if he gave us like hits, number one hits, or just hits, period. If he gave us hits, it would be hard to argue. But okay,
I know a table he can sit with. He can be with Memphis Bleek,
ooh.
Chingy.
Ooh, wow.
I just play. He had a table with Memphis Bleek and Chingy. Nah, he.
That's like C list.
Hell yeah, dude. It was like no more D list, nigga.
Yeah.
Shit. What a nigga Drake say? What a nigga Jay say? Well, about,
you got to give him at least C, because Chingy has, you know, multiple platinum albums. So. Yeah.
That's that St. Louis pride coming out and you trying to hold up for your boy.
No, that's
he did have some hits. He had at least like 3 hits that I remember.
He had to, yeah, if you, I don't care what nobody said, if you have at least, I mean, 2 platinum albums is that's saying a lot, dude.
It really is, man. It's not by happenstance, man.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I mean, he has the ability to be that type of rapper. It's just he doesn't use it, man. It's just the same thing every time. So therefore, that's why, you know, none of his music is really groundbreaking. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's the same old Pusher all the time. So therefore, yeah. And until he learns to evolve. He's never going to have that classic album that we're looking for.
And it probably was a... Yeah.
Pushing.
I think it was a strategic move by Good Music to be like, man, go ahead and get at Drake to create buzz to get people talking about your album. And then they're going to talk about it. They're going to go listen to Infrared. And then maybe they'll listen to the rest of the album. So I think it was a strategic business move to do it. But it could have been career suicide.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because... This last disc kind of did it, man.
Yeah, it really did, man. Oh shit, fuck.
Like, yeah. it would be foolish for Pusha T to come back and say something else. Like, at this point, like, dude, just shut up.
Man, just go in the corner, go sit down, go sit in the corner, man.
Fuck that. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. you wanna diss Drake? Shut the fuck up. Shit, then you better go sit your ass down. But you got any closing statements, man?
Go out there and support Pusha T, I guess.
Yeah, man, listen to it. Like, go on Spotify, click on his music, and then hit that. Put that shit on mute, man. Let me get them spins, man.
Yeah, stay tuned for the rest that Good Music has to offer. Hopefully, it's, you know, better than what we expect it to be.
Kanye West album got to be 10 times better than this album. Good Music.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah.
He got to.
It's a fucking rap.
I don't know. I think Kanye trying to. I think Kanye just selling records now to get campaign money.
Yeah, it might be what. Oh God, it'd be hilarious. You really think they're gonna run?
Man, parts of me thinks that Kanye is a troll, but parts of me think that that nigga is really gonna try. I mean, because if you look at, you know, like I've said this to my wife, for the rest of my life, I'm no longer voting for the presidency. Like it's a mockery.
Yeah, it was travesty, dude.
It's turned into a debacle. Like the bar for being president has been, you know, lowered so much that, you know, it's almost a sham. Like it's like anybody can be president now. And I don't mean like anybody, like any Joe Blow. I mean like anybody who
has money.
Has money, you know, a pretty jacked up past. I mean, but you know, I guess all that we know, all of our presidents except for one have had pretty messed up pasts. But it just lets me know that, you know, the Electoral College is, you know, nothing but a joke. And so is the presidency. So, I don't know. He could run. I don't know. He may be trying to. You know, that's probably why he's chilling with Candace Owens, because he's trying to, you know, trying to get that Republican money. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's trying to run.
Probably getting ready, maybe. Man. You never know.
I don't know, but
he wouldn't even make it. He wouldn't even be the Democratic. Or the Republican representative. You wouldn't even get that far.
Yeah, yeah, he wouldn't make it past the primary.
He wouldn't make it past the primary. He wouldn't, dude.
It's...
Are you going to hear is people just shouting, make music, nigger? That's all you going to hear. Much. Entertain me, nigger. That's all you're going to hear.
Like, he's going to be the, I guess, the more famous version of Ben Carson and, what's that nigga's name that sold Godfather's Pizza? What was that nigga's name? Herman Cain.
yeah, him. Yeah. I forgot about that dude.
That's all. He's just gonna be another human puppet.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, man. But
we good.
Yeah, we good. Though, like, if you're a subpar rapper, man, don't be sweet. Don't be swinging at God, man. When it comes to like the rap game, man, because Man, Drake been on top about as long as Jay. When Jay was at his prime, it's getting there.
Yeah,
it's getting there, dude. It's getting to that point. It's getting to that legendary status, man. Because Wayne ain't been holding shit down right now because Birdman fucking him up, man. I'm surprised Wayne ain't like pull a gun on that nigga, man. Well, this is getting pretty bad.
I think not, because you know. Mm-hmm. He's had so much respect for him for so long. He took him out of
out the hood, from where he was at. That's true. That's definitely true, man. So yeah. I'll take that back. But what do you think the Carter Five album ever gonna come out, man?
Man, we gonna have to put that in the same category as Detox.
No, oh my god, is that bad?
Yeah, it's that bad, dude. I don't see it ever happening. I don't ever see it. Birdman said it's supposed to come out this year, but we got 6 months left in this year.
And this motherfucker, yeah, dude.
Like, you honestly believe he's not gonna put it out at, you know, the last quarter of the year. If anything, he would put it out the first quarter of the year.
Yeah.
And it's already passed, so I just don't see it, man. I just don't see it. I don't see it happening. I feel like, you know, I don't know, maybe his plan to make Wayne irrelevant, I think it's in succession right now.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
You know, I don't see it. I feel like, you know, as long as Wayne is, you know, campaigning for his money, he gonna be on the sidelines.
That's so fucked up, man. Fuck you, baby. Fuck you. Fuck you, nigga. All right, man, send us all home, SD.
Duh. All right, y'all. Like I always do. We appreciate y'all for letting us into your earbuds, your homes, your jobs, your cars.
Oh, money hungry, fuck face.
Once again, we want to thank y'all.
My bad, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, you good. We want to thank y'all for sticking with us, for being loyal. Be sure to hit us up on all our social media. Like and subscribe. We need them subs. Hit us up at the Blank Canvas ECST@gmail.com. Leave us comments. Tell us what you love about the show, what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows. Yeah, remember, hit up our Teespring. Go get that Embrace Your Melanin shirt. It is out. It is available. Go get that joint.
It is beautiful. Support
the Blank Canvas ECST the best way you know how to. Yes, it is very beautiful. I'm as a matter of fact, I'm waiting on mine. It should be, here in a little bit. Got me and the wifey one. All right,
that's
what I'm talking about. So, go get that. Support the Blank Canvas. Support the fam. Remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, you must be the light. So, be the light.
Be the light, y'all, man. Stop being negative Nancy's out here, man. Yeah. All right, y'all, man. We'll see y'all next week, man. Peace.
Yeah. That's going to do it for episode number 91. We're going to holler at y'all sometime.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you want to. And if you don't do nothing the rest of your life, don't do no business deal with baby. All right. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.